Off the air, like always, schedule talk on 710 ESPN.
Always. Yeah. Speaking of,
yes,
I got bamboozled.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
What happened?
Now, I would have been boozled either way. Is that what it is?
Yeah, sure.
Greg came to me two or three weeks ago. Hey, on February 5th, can you stay till 2:30 with Mace? I'm like, yeah, sure. No problem.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. What he didn't say was, hey, on February 5th, it's a combo plate. You guys are done at noon. Will you stay with Mace until 2:30?
Yeah.
I think I would have still been a yes, but it would have been one of those, let me think about it and get back to you. But he did not give me full disclosure that this was a combo plate that I was giving up on.
See, the combo plate movement, I would call it a movement now.
Sure.
It results in everybody working at times they don't nor so Shidano or Cap sometimes work. Yeah. Now you're working a little bit late.
But he went from working a 2-hour show to a 4.5-hour show.
Correct.
I don't think he knew that was part of the combo plate situation.
Yeah. Well, see, simultaneously, I went from a 1.5-hour show to a 2.5-hour
show. You did. We're all giving back
all
a little bit
in.
Today.
We're all pitching in.
I'm looking forward to it. What are your expectations for me when I move over there?
I want you in that chair. Normally, there's someone very funny.
Okay.
So I'm hoping for.
I'll do my best.
You know what? No giggles is what I'm looking for.
Yeah. I broke the rule of a funny guy over here.
Well, I know you've got a different sense of.
So
funny.
I just get to be zany and wacky and
zany,
throw stuff against
wacky.
The wall. I don't know if I have zany or wacky.
I was just gonna say do like radio wax. Like, oh my God, Trav did it again.
Make some sound effects.
Noises, like all that stuff.
Well, today might be the day. You know, you never know.
Am I the only one that's like dramatically affected?
We talked about this on Friday.
The weather. I am so affected.
Do you not like sleeping when it's raining? It's so great.
I so hate it.
How fresh is the air?
The air is fresh.
It's the worst.
You get that pitter patter.
Then we got a friggin' leak in the storage place.
That sucks.
So we got a wet vac out there this morning.
That's not good.
I dumped a big cup of coffee as I was walking out the door. My dog threw up. Like, all this stuff happened simultaneously.
I might stay way over there. You sound like you got some bad mojo.
Wet vac, dog.
For SoCal, for every person who hates it like you, there's got to be five that's like, oh, this is great.
No, there's not.
Because it's only a few days.
That's going to be gone in a few days.
It's only a few days.
It's 3 days.
Right.
It's 3 days of this atmosphere.
In Portland, you got 3 months.
When again can I say, man, we needed that rain?
Oh, God.
We have to wait till October.
Yeah. Here's what I'll say. I do love watching local news during a
Armageddon storm.
Oh my God, it's so great. It is so great. They're so excited about an atmospheric river. Like, they kept breaking in during the Grammys last night. I forget the girl's name, but she's like, I've got all the details coming up after the Grammys. And it's like, what? Like, it's raining. And then the brilliance of it is, even like the Channel 1, which you don't watch, but I get on my TV.
Yeah.
They basically just planted people like, I'm at the Grapevine.
Okay.
It's raining here.
I'm glad you brought this up. So
I'm in Pomona. Also raining, and there are people standing out in the rain.
Before you became
I'm in LA Live. It's wet.
It's wet.
Back to you.
Back to you.
Before you became a Spectrum customer.
Yes.
What local news channel was your local news channel of choice?
Let's see. Where am I? Channel 7. I was big, Channel 7 guy.
Big
Channel 7 guy, yeah.
Okay. So
News Nation.
I was always a Channel 4 guy.
Okay.
Okay. And when you just said, my wife and I, Susan and I, still joke about this whenever it starts to rain.
Yep.
They would send local television news reporter Gordon Takamatsu to the Grapevine. Okay? Like, that was his beat. Gordon Takamatsu would
I'm
get
on
sent.
The Grapevine beat.
And so every time there's even mist in the air, Susan will say to me, I wonder if Gordon Takamatsu is at the Grapevine.
Yeah.
This was 20 years ago.
Right.
Look, I don't watch a ton of local news anymore.
Yes.
He may be up there as we speak.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, but I'm glad that Spectrum and everybody else has taken over the Grapevine beat.
And it sounds, by the way, I walked out tonight, I'm like, well, it's not that bad, because they made it sound like all hell was breaking loose.
Of course they did.
Mace.
Yeah.
It's raining.
Yeah.
That's it.
Listen.
It's fine.
It's also raining for a long extended period of time.
8 hours.
Which means they're going to say,
Stormageddon.
Yeah,
are they using that term? But I think it's a good one. They should run with that.
Dallas.
Dallas Raines, former backup quarterback for the Florida State Seminoles.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
How did I not know that?
Where did
Johnny Mountain play?
I don't know if Johnny Mountain played ball. I don't know if he played ball. But Dallas did. Dallas, I think, was on the same. They'll, by the way, correct me on all this. I think he was on the same team as Burt Reynolds.
I was just going to say they're about the same age,
about
if I had to guess.
Not the same age. He and Burt Reynolds were there together.
Burt,
and
I believe, was a defensive back?
Yeah, no clue.
Yeah.
No clue.
Him and Dallas Raines are probably ACC handful.
Yeah, right, right.
What if Trav is, you know, you guys are doing the show, and this is, how many shows have you guys done together?
Not a ton.
No, not a lot.
Maybe two-ish?
I think this is our third or fourth. Like, we did the ESPYs together 1 year.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
We did, I know I filled in on for John at least once or twice, but I think that's it.
Did I ever fill in for Slee?
No.
I don't think so.
Ones don't really usually fill in.
Oh, come on. No, ones love being twos. Everyone wants to be a two. Did you hear Friday? I don't know if you heard this or not, but Momo's like, well, I'm pretty good at leading. I'm like,
let's go.
Let's change seats.
How'd it go?
And sure enough,
she,
we did.
She probably did a great job.
She led, and she was totally fine. Yeah. Friday was like,
did you feel in this chair?
Oh, so comfortable. Because I'm just like, you're throwing stuff at me. I'm like, just like batting it down, knocking the ball up in the air. I'm just like, it's perfect. It's perfect.
So 1:15 Slee on Sunday morning. Emily called Slee at 1:15.
1:15 in the morning?
Yeah.
What the hell's
going on? With a quasi butt dial.
No, it was. I mean, we talked for like 5-10 minutes.
Is this the night she had the rusty nail?
It was the NASCAR spritz. NASCAR spritz.
And spritz. I was at High Tops, but I
had a quick chat.
Yeah, I just called. So here's what happened. I had my phone and my flashlight was on, and I was trying to go downstairs and get some water. Mm-hmm. And I guess my phone was unlocked, and Slee was my last call because I called him on Friday.
Yep.
And just decided to call him. My phone just decided to call him, and then I hung up.
Okay, so here's my...
Should have left a message.
Here's my question. Yeah. So Emily's out. She's doing whatever she's doing. Mm-hmm. She accidentally calls you.
Yeah.
Do you click it off right away, or do you listen for a while to see if you're going to hear maybe some insight into Emily's life? You know what? This happens a lot. Like, my mom always forgets to hang up the phone. Always. And I'm always
should I
listen to what she's saying?
I hang up immediately.
I'm like, out.
What if you heard something you didn't want to hear?
Oh, I'd be so devastated. So,
well, don't worry. I wasn't talking about work on Saturday.
No, but it could be I'm hanging up. There's nothing I need.
She called at 1:15 in the morning, so I didn't see it till the morning.
Right.
I didn't see it. But you know when that situation happens is when you have somebody on speaker, and you just, like, you're doing things while, so you, now you're not hitting hang up, they're not,
hitting.
Maybe they think that you hung up the phone.
Right.
So now you have, like, a good, if there's, like, a 10 seconds where now I'm starting to hear the other person getting to whatever they're doing, I lean more with you guys. I kind of don't want to know what's going on.
What if they say something about you?
Yeah.
That's what we're all worried about.
Last week, there was a 4.5 minute voicemail message on my phone.
From your mom?
From my mom. And I'm like, oh, she accidentally called me. Do I really want to listen to what's going on and what she's doing and what they're having for dinner and what non-stepdad Leo said? And all? Delete. I don't want to know.
Oh, good.
I don't want to know. Why? Would you have listened?
No, I don't think I would have.
Do you listen to any of it? Do you just confirm that it is a...
I confirm that it is her, and then I say, enough. I don't want to know what she's saying.
That's a long time, too.
Four and a half minutes. It takes 4.5 minutes. And the accidental FaceTime is the best. When mom accidentally FaceTimes.
Yeah, but you got to kind of go into that app to accidentally do that, right?
No,
is that as easy to get to as a phone? Because I don't use FaceTime a ton.
It's just one button.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, you don't use FaceTime?
Not a ton.
It also just depends on where it is on your screen. Because, you know, my call is like at a very easy place to reach.
Right.
And so that's why it kind of sometimes happens.
Did anybody watch the Grammys last night?
Emily did.
You didn't?
Emily.
It's not really my jam.
I'm doing approximately an hour of the show today is on the Grammys.
Perfect.
So we did not watch it, but Emily was incredibly ready to defend some of the drama that took place yesterday.
Were you watching when the Celine Dion, Taylor Swift incident took place?
I thought it was so disrespectful. I mean, Celine Dion, who's got apparently a disease that is terminal.
Ugh. Okay.
Stiff person's disease.
Yeah.
Sounds bad.
And Taylor looked at her and just ignored her and went straight to the trophy and the microphone. I'm like, oh, Celine Dion, getting this award from Celine Dion. What an honor from Celine Dion, one of the great. Nope. Just went and did her thing. Emily, did you think it was disrespectful?
I think that it was unconscious, and I think that she she would want it back. Imagine. I think it was a very bad look. I think she would want it back. I don't know. I toe the line on disrespectful. I feel like that's a little bit too weighted of a word to put onto it.
You said
but
it was
I do
disrespectful
think that,
from Celine Dion.
Yes. I think that she Taylor would want it back if she got the chance.
I did like Jay-Z complaining that Beyonce never won Album of the Year when he got his Icon Award. Because she's won the most Grammys of anybody, but never Album of the Year, which is like the most prestigious award.
That's the
award
Holy
there.
Grail.
Yeah, and they keep giving it to
Has
Taylor
Has the Grammys
Swift.
Just become an airing of grievances for everybody? Is that
it
what this
for
is?
Jay-Z last night. It was for Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that they're together. I know that they're married.
Oh, yeah, no.
But just he felt that that was the time to
He said sometimes
go all in.
The Grammys get it right and sometimes the Grammys get it wrong right. and they've gotten it wrong a bunch of times. And my, he basically referenced Beyonce has never
he
won
He says,
album
I don't want
year.
To embarrass this young lady, referring to Beyonce, but she's won the most Grammys and has never won Album of the Year. How does that happen?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Is that like getting the most hits or home runs and never winning MVP? Is that what that is?
Kind of.
Album
yeah.
of the Year. Now, Taylor Swift has won Album of the Year more times than anybody.
Wow.
Like, surpassing people like Frank Sinatra and, like, really old school
And
people,
honestly,
right?
do you want me to be honest right here?
Sure.
Midnights should not be one of her Album of the Year Grammys, because I don't think that Midnights is one of her best albums. I thought it was a good album. I don't think it was one of her best albums.
Yeah,
I think that SZA should have won last night for SOS.
Oh, wow.
I think that Taylor could have won for something in the future. Reputation, or in the past, should have won Album of the Year, but regardless... I don't think Midnights deserves to be one of her four albums that has won Grammy of the Year. But
yeah, that's kind of what we're going to get. We're going to break it down track by track today, Trev.
Perfect. Then we're done because I can't get to that fast enough.
Let's read the lyrics for Antihero right now. Me, hi, I'm the problem, it's me.
I don't need them. I got them memorized right up here, so we're good to go. The Combo Plate with Mason and Travis is coming up next. Super Crosstalk's brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger is all about.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Ah!
Yeah!
Good afternoon!
Good afternoon.
I was looking forward to doing that all day.
Yeah!
Oh, good.
It's a good shortcut. Like, with callers now, you can just say, good afternoon, and chances are they respond, good afternoon, and we get rid of the entire, hey, how you doing?
How
I've
you
been
doing?
Listening since
First
the
time,
60s,
long time.
You know, all that kind
I've been
of
a
stuff.
Laker fan for 35 years.
Exactly. You bypass all that. What is that? What baby is that? Clothes?
A onesie,
baby
a 49er onesie.
Crawl, walk, tackle.
Jorge's new baby.
That poor kid.
Jorge's like, normally I'm talking during this portion.
Yeah, okay. He's got lots of baby gear.
Everybody's on the wrong
for,
side.
For Maite, apparently.
Future Niner fan here.
No, that's for Gael.
Oh, this is for Gael?
Yes.
Right, for wow.
I hear you, but it's for Gael, yeah.
Nice. Well, yeah, I feel bad for the kid.
You got to go buy him some Rams stuff.
I'm going to send you some Rams gear.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, we're going to get him started young.
Want to bet that he doesn't wear one piece of that.
Wash his car with it.
I believe he is going to be a Niners fan with no choice of his own.
It's not up to him.
So, Trav, here we are. It is raining outside, and be careful. Morales said something about windshield wipers inside the car, which doesn't make any sense, but
no. Just
listen.
We're going to
do our very best to be entertaining, right, Bergman?
Yeah, of course, but what could that possibly actually mean?
Think about how ineffective that would be. Windshield wipers on the inside of your car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't get it.
I mean, maybe it's actually.
What's
is
weird
it a
is,
metaphor?
If you listen to that, he doesn't get it either.
If Momo was here, she would say that it's because John Ireland's driving. and speaking and spitting all over the place.
Yeah, I heard that in a promo now. Right. It's like, I can't believe you're amplifying that.
Why would we not amplify it? If it's said on the air, it can go out in a promo.
Right. Off the air yesterday, or Friday, we were talking about, John Ireland, a lot of times, there's a little spit in the air. Well, Momo goes with it, and all of a sudden, when it rains, it pours. She went really hard on it. And
full
I'm like,
force.
I did not, just to be clear, I did not bring that up on the show.
No. Momo
and
did.
You just brought it up again.
I did, because I was thinking about promo.
Isn't it your responsibility as the guy that's in, air quotes, in charge of running the show to nip that in the bud if that's not where you want to go?
Well,
I feel like you're responsible for some of this.
I was not the one during this.
Oh, when you and Momo had
crossed
over.
So this is where
over.
Momo went when she became the one, and I was just the reactor.
You're off the hook. Yeah. You're off the hook. I don't like that everybody's over here. I'm used to having them on my right.
Yeah. Now, I personally did nothing this weekend. Did you do? You actually had a big Saturday, right?
I had a great weekend. So Friday night, Susan and I, we went out and had a nice dinner, which we typically like to do on Friday. But then Saturday morning, got up very early with my buddy Brad. We drove out to the desert. We drove out to Indian Wells, played two rounds of golf. I've been doing a really good job for the month of January and the early part of February. Making better food. You and I have talked about it. Making better food choices, getting more sleep, just exercising regularly. Out the window on Saturday. Went pretty aggressively.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I had a great time. But then that led to yesterday, which is the shame spiral of what I had done on Saturday.
Right.
Which led to a bunch of bad food choices, which led to me sitting on the couch and eating pastrami sandwiches and drinking Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah. So in other words, when it just unraveled.
It unraveled. And then today, I feel like myself again.
Yeah.
But yesterday was a pastrami and Coca-Cola shame spiral.
So, Travis, do you think it started with the tamales on Friday?
No, because I didn't overdo it. I had a correct amount of tamales. Only had two.
Two, okay.
Didn't eat again until we had. No, I had two.
I did.
Three. Had two, and then went to dinner and had bouillabaisse, Mace.
Bouillabaisse,
nice and light.
What is that, soup?
It's like fish soup. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Basically, it had clams and mussels.
That's
and
nice.
Some soup.
Yeah.
Nice and light.
Sure.
No martini.
What's the difference between that and cioppino?
No martini.
Bouillabaisse and cioppino.
Cioppino is more of a tomato-based broth.
Okay.
The bouillabaisse is more of a clear-based broth.
Okay,
more
got
of
it.
A fish stock-based broth.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you went to your usual Friday night place.
Yeah. We went to our spot. Maison.
Does everybody know where it is?
It's in Dana Point, Maison.
Do people ever stop in?
It's usually pretty crowded.
Is
so
it?
No one ever says anything to me.
Hey!
Hey, there you are.
We knew you'd be here.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm upset. I'm upset, Travis. Why did you not have a martini?
Because
very light.
I'm making
it's very light.
Better decisions.
But it's very
making,
light.
It is, but I knew that Saturday was going to turn into something like it turned into, and I wanted to come into it with a relatively clean slate, just a little bit, and then it was out the window.
See, I don't. One of the reasons I don't like drinking, and I do drink sometimes. I go through
You're
spells
back.
Where I drink. Not drinking right now.
Okay.
Not smoking right now.
Oh.
Gummying, though.
Oh. I am gummying.
You make the distinction between the two.
I do.
Why?
Because smoking, I feel it in my lungs, and I feel like I get hammered when I'm smoking.
Yeah, you got to do the vape, the volcano vape.
The volcano vape. You, by the way, if you need any tips on using cannabis, our resident
Brian.
Expert, the pride of Humboldt State, is the guy.
Okay. Good to know.
He's the guy. So I've dialed back a little bit.
Okay.
So it's not exactly dry, but it is, I'm a little less, imbibing a little less. Yeah.
Okay.
It's
what
dry-ish.
Else did you do this weekend?
Let me see. So,
if you're not doing that.
I've got the largest purchase I've ever made. Is the massage chair.
Okay.
Do you know that story?
I do.
So me and Ireland each went in and we got a really good deal. So the great thing about this chair is that it's got Bluetooth speakers right by each ear.
Awesome.
And so when you watch a movie, you're like really watching a movie. So I watched Oppenheimer again yesterday.
Oh.
In the stereo surround sound.
Sure.
It's a great movie.
It is. I've actually seen it.
You've seen it?
I've seen Oppenheimer.
Did you watch it all in one sitting?
I did. I went to the theater and saw Oppenheimer.
Get out!
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Top Gun, Maverick, Oppenheimer, and The Batman. Those are the movies I've seen in the theaters in the last several years.
Good, though. You picked really good ones.
Yeah. I didn't love The Batman, but the other two I really liked.
Bergman, have you seen Oppenheimer?
I have not yet.
It's really good.
Is it
it's
out
really
on
good.
HBO yet?
It comes out on Peacock in like 2 weeks.
I don't have Peacock anymore.
You just got it for NFL games, and now you got rid of it?
That was I don't want it. Got it for a month. That was it.
Brian, did you see Oppenheimer?
I haven't seen it yet, but I will when it comes out.
By the way, you know who steals the show? Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, he's the best.
He is so good in there.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we avoiding spoilers here on Oppenheimer, or are we good?
No, I think the bomb does blow up.
Okay. It's not detonation related. Can I still ask?
Yes.
The whole thing, the reason he set up Oppenheimer is because he stiffed him with Einstein. That's the whole genesis of that? That's it? That he was rude to him by the pond, therefore he tried to get him thrown in the slammer as a communist.
I believe that is correct.
It's aggressive.
That is aggressive. He was not happy with Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
By the way, it gets onto all the political stuff with Oppenheimer, which is fascinating. But if you haven't seen the movie, definitely watch it because it's going to win all the awards, and it's totally deserving of them.
How much better was it in the surround sound chair?
So much better. I enjoy watching movies the second time.
Okay.
Yeah, I enjoy going back and seeing what I missed and some of the...
But you're a movie guy.
I am a movie guy.
You're a movie guy. Like, you like to talk about the shots and how it all comes together.
Yes.
I'm in there like, okay, that was a cool story. On to the next one.
Yeah, you're moving on.
I'm this level.
Moving on.
You're working on a different one.
So, speaking of stories and then on to the next one, the Lakers went... Mm. That's a weird transition. They went from...
Not as weird as inside wipers.
True. They went from getting blown out twice by bad teams to a surprising LeBron-less, AD-less victory at the Celtics, only their third home loss, to what was a great performance on Saturday night versus the New York Knicks. And LeBron was great, and AD was great. They had an all-around great night. They played defense. There was intensity. It seems like maybe, and I hesitate because this can be fool's gold, I feel like maybe they've turned a corner.
No way. No, stop.
Maybe they've turned a corner.
No.
There are more corners.
Like it's a labyrinth.
Right. It's a labyrinth, and they're going to
they
keep
left turns?
Turning.
Are they left turns?
Yeah, this I think was a right turn. Left turn will be a loss.
Okay.
Right turn is a win. Swipe left, swipe right, apparently.
Yeah. Do you really think so?
I do feel like they might have found. And I've not, you guys are all shaking your heads.
Yeah. Well, like, what did they find?
Yeah.
They found a game where they all went all in, where everybody played with intensity from beginning to end. That's what we saw in Boston. And maybe that was the trigger that sets up Saturday and a run during the second half of the season or the final third of the season.
That's the most optimistic viewing of it. What I've seen is, 53? They're one game over 500.
51.
They've played roughly two-thirds of their schedule. They've won exactly one more game than they've lost. They lose to teams they shouldn't lose to. They beat teams they shouldn't beat. I have no idea.
But if they win tonight, and LeBron even on the court referenced, we're going to take care of business on Monday.
Yeah.
And wrap up this.
Well, that's a bold prediction against Charlotte.
Four and two for the Grammy trip is better than... Certainly, I expected.
It's better than I think maybe we expected, Mace, but this is what they are. They could miss the playoffs, and they could win a couple of series. No one knows. Everybody's guessing. They have not put together anything that says that's what they are. The second you start to think they stink, they win a game like the Celtics.
Sure.
The second you think that, they might be pretty good, they lose by 20 to Houston. There's no rhyme or reason to what they've done all season long. The best stretch they had was – right before the bubble, and the bubble, the in-season, and then immediately in the in-season. That's it. Everything else has been two up, two down, three up, three down. There's no through line.
So here's, I think this might be a through line. I think they play better when they're on national TV. I think that for some reason that bigger stage brings out the very best in them.
That bodes well for the postseason.
It does bode well for the postseason. But do you put any credence in that? Because they do seem to beat the good teams on the nights they're on national TV, which would include Thursday and Saturday. They were on ABC.
I want to believe that. Is it true? Or the number? I mean, it feels true. Who was it? Saturday against the Warriors.
Yep.
Celtics.
Yep.
Knicks, and Knicks.
Yep.
Okay. Can we just play those teams?
Yeah.
And just on national TV?
Bergman, do you give this theory any credence?
I'd have to actually go back and look at throughout the season because, like to Travis's point, they're one game above 500.
Yep.
They have played a lot of national games. They have over half of their games. I think they actually have 42 games on national TV. So I don't know if that all works out. I'd have to actually see it all. They do have good wins against good teams. So that's
well,
there.
But they have terrible losses against bad teams. So that, brings us back to zeros.
Does it matter to you, by the way, that the Knicks didn't have OG Anunoby and Julius Randle?
You know, I mean, this stuff just happens.
OG Anunoby was brought to the Knicks for defensive purposes. And since he had gotten there, they have the number one defensive efficiency team in the NBA. He wasn't there.
Right.
So.
But we can chip away at any of these.
Sure,
wins.
Of course.
I mean, go
of
back
course.
To the OKC win. OKC, I think, shot like 9% from three or some ridiculous number. Same thing, by the way, with Dallas. Terrible from beyond the arc in that game, and the Lakers won. Yep. So you can make a case that anytime somebody has a bad shooting night,
Boston
you can pull off
too.
And win. Yeah, exactly.
Let's assume your premise is true, that they're better on national TV games where the whole country is watching.
Yes.
Isn't that Darvin's fault for not getting them to play like that more often? That if it's in there, if it's as easy as turn on the ABC cameras, turn on the TNT cameras, and they look like they've looked against these teams, is that not the coach's fault for not getting them to play like that on a Tuesday against Portland?
Where's the line between the coach's fault and the player's fault?
I think effort is coaching.
You think effort is coaching?
I do, to a point, because if you're constantly up and down, that's on the coach. If the effort is never there, then that's just the players. But they clearly have the ability to go to that next level. They clearly have the ability to beat these good teams. And it's on the coach to get that effort out.
All right, coming up, LeBron has done it again. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Okay, we'll do that coming up. It's a special combo plate. Me and Trav till 2:30 when we kick it to Charlotte and Slee with the pre. In the meantime, what do you got there, Trav?
What I've got, Mace, is the thing that you should do next. You should put Prize Picks on your phone. Put the Prize Picks app on your phone. Use the code 710. 710 is your code, and you get a $100 deposit match on your first deposit. Now, here's what you do with Prize Picks. It's super complicated. More or less. That's it, right? Do you like more or less on the statistical projections? For instance, Patrick Mahomes coming up in the Super Bowl. Do you like for him to throw for more or less than one half of a yard? They're giving you a freebie at Prize Picks. Travis Kelce, more or less than 71.5 yards in receiving yardage. That's Prize Picks in a nutshell. You look at the numbers, you choose more or less, and you can win up to 25 times your money. But you got to put in that promo code 710. They're going to match that first deposit up to $100. Use that promo code 710, prizepicks.com/710. Go have fun. Go win some money up to 10 times your money at Prize Picks.
All right, so far so good, Trav.
Hanging in there.
Combo plate, rolling along. By the way, the highlight of the Grammys last night for me was Luke Combs and Tracy Chapman doing Fast Car. Tracy Chapman, who I haven't seen in a long time, it's an unbelievable, it's a great, great song.
Emily played a little bit of it earlier today on our show.
Yeah.
She sounds exactly like she sounded, whatever that was, 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah,
Amazing how good she sounded.
So I'll tell you a little story about Tracy Chapman, Fast Car. So back in the day when I was a music program director, we used to do this thing called call-out testing. I don't know if you never worked in music.
No.
So we would call people and play clips of songs for them. And they would give us a 1 to 5 rating, a 5 being really good. A 1 being, I don't like that song at all, and would change his channel. The worst testing song we ever had was Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. I mean, just terrible. Straight ones. Nobody. And we ended up pulling it from our playlist, even though I thought it was a fantastic song, but nobody really liked it in our listening audience.
Where were you?
Toledo, Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you believe we went through the trouble of playing clip? Like
this is research or this is on the air?
This is research.
Okay.
Call out research. Morales would know. You play little hooks for people and they say, yeah, I'll give that a 5. No, I'll give that a 1. And then that's how you determine what songs you're going to play a lot.
You know this Tracy Chapman song, Fast Car, just went to number 1 on iTunes after last night.
The Tracy Chapman version.
Yeah, the Tracy Chapman version.
Yeah.
I like the Luke Combs version too.
The Luke Combs version is great.
Yeah.
Bergman put out, you put out a tweet today saying, I love Tracy Chapman last night on the Grammys.
I thought she was great. I said I was very positive about Tracy Chapman and about Miley Cyrus, and somebody decided that it was not enough. I did not mention Luke Combs. How dare you not mention Luke Combs?
Right.
Come on.
You cannot win.
I can't win.
You cannot
it was
win.
All, it was such a positive tweet, and then it's like, how could you not put in Luke Combs in there?
It's just, you know, I was reading a quote from George R.R. Martin, the guy who wrote Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, basically, social media is now just for haters. It's
yes.
not, you can't go on there and say, I love XYZ, because people will say, what about why? You didn't mention why. Or, you know, it'll.
Q.
They'll Q. They're just looking for a reason to attack you. You left off Luke Combs, and all of a sudden, Luke Combs Nation has come after you.
Luke Combs Nation, is that a thing?
Yeah.
By the way, I didn't even know who Luke Combs was until I watched him in the video.
He played, I think he's coming up this summer.
I also read of
he sold out
characters.
Three nights at SoFi.
Did he really?
Yes.
Luke Combs
really?
Sold out three nights at SoFi?
Yes.
Wow.
That's who that is. So there's Luke Combs Nation coming for you, Greg. It's not a big surprise. They're out there.
Wow.
I like Luke
again,
Combs.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. What does he do? Is he like... What
he's
kind
a country
of music
singer.
Country
singer.
Come
okay.
for you again,
I listen to zero country.
I like country. Yeah, yeah, I like country.
Eh.
Yeah.
Eh.
You should be on social media, eh-ing people.
You never go. You never flip past Go Country 97, whatever that is.
No, I do not.
Yeah, I occasion that. I've got that as a preset.
I've got on the streaming services in the car. I've
yeah,
got a
right.
Country music
right.
station set up.
So Saturday night, we're pivoting here. I forgot my Seinfeld sound. By the way, did not watch Curb last night. I know it's out, but did not watch it last night.
I'm going to watch it after the Laker game.
I want me to spoil it for you?
Don't spoil
no,
it. Did
no,
you watch it, Brian?
Not.
I did, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had the worst headache last night. I knocked myself out. I took an Ambien. I'm like, this. I'm not in
an
a...
Ambien?
In a, yeah, I don't...
You're
and
Ireland?
I never take those.
Did you wake
what
up?
What was
and
the inspiration for taking an Ambien out of left field?
I had a totally awful headache.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, I just want to knock myself out. So I took an Ambien last night and didn't watch that and didn't watch True Detective. Are you watching True Detective?
No, but it's in the queue. So Jodie Foster edition, right?
Yeah. And Callie Reese. I always give a shout out to Callie Reese, who's a professional boxer.
Oh, yeah.
And has never acted before. And she's fantastic.
Okay.
In this. So Saturday night, watching the Lakers beat the Knicks. We're watching the end of the game, and LeBron's doing his post-game interview. And Juan says to me, why has he got a Knicks towel on? And I said to him, believe me, there's a reason, and it's that he's sending a message. Nothing that LeBron does is accidental. I was thinking, like, when did he decide that? Did he decide before the game? Afterwards, I'll grab this Knicks towel, put it over my shoulders, and everybody will say, hey, why is he wearing a Knicks? This is him putting heat, I assume, heat on the organization to do something significant for the trade deadline, which is coming up on Thursday.
I don't think, to your point, Mace, that LeBron James has done something without thinking about it first in how long has he been in the league? 21 years?
Yep.
21 years.
Yep.
I think that's the last time he just did something because there's a stack of towels. I'll grab one of those towels. I'll throw it over my shoulders. It's not how he operates. And even if it is completely, hey, I'm going on TV. I just want to wipe my face off and I don't want to be drenched in sweat. And there's a big stack of New York Knicks towels. The fact that we're talking about this tells you all you need to know about this guy.
Right, right.
The fact that we even thought, because who was it? Was it the Jackson Hayes? Who? There's another
Torian
player.
Prince.
Torian Prince put it on too. We're not talking about whether he did it on purpose.
Right, right.
Because, you know, it's
what
Torian
message
Prince.
Is Torian Prince going
right.
to send?
But because LeBron had just hourglassed, because he's done all of these other things over the course of 21 years, everything he does is loaded.
Yeah.
All of it. And this was too. And I don't think it's going to make Rob Pelinka run out and do a deal, but it's one of those who just turned up the heat just a little bit. And then he could say, well, it didn't mean anything. Of course it did.
Yeah, no.
Of
he's,
course it did.
I don't know if he's spoken to it, but I'm sure he will
he
deny
doesn't speak
that it meant
it.
Anything.
It's what Plaschke asked him, did you want to clarify the hourglass
thing? The hourglass thing.
No.
No. Okay. Yeah, no. he's an excellent NBA troll. We basically spent an hour on the hourglass.
Mm-hmm.
Emoji.
There was two different types of hourglasses.
Yeah, two different types of hourglasses.
Full and empty.
His was the sand has already run out.
Right.
So
time's up.
He was basically saying time's up. Now, my question is, I get it. He's 39 years old. He's 21 years in the league. He's still playing at a very high level. He wants to compete for a championship this year, and he doesn't think the current cast is able to do that with him. It's not the first time LeBron has called for changes at a trade deadline. Mm-hmm. He's cleaned out rosters before, and I am sure he's going to find a way to do it this time, too. It will be in concert with Rob Pelinka and AD, but I think LeBron is going to get his way.
That's the question. Does he want what you're describing? I think there's no question. Do they acquiesce to him again, I think, is the question. Because let me ask you this. Is there any scenario where this team wins a title this year? Where with the moves that are available to them out there, they're not getting their hands on one of those guys, right? They're going to get somebody that's on the second or third or fourth tier. There's no tier one guys that are coming in, right?
Yeah, the only guy that I would say is tier one is DeJounte Murray.
You think he's a tier one guy?
I do. I think he's an all-star caliber
Even
player.
Even if he is what you're saying he is, if you put him with this, are they better than Denver, than Phoenix, than Milwaukee, than Philadelphia, than Boston and these teams? I don't think they are.
In most of these series, I think, because of LeBron and AD, they've got a puncher's chance. With a player like that added, they've got slightly better than a puncher's chance.
Okay, so with that in mind, you're talking about a puncher's chance. That means something weird has to break your way. You have to have performances that are above and beyond
matchups
the norm.
Are just right like
All
last
of those
year.
Things. Yeah. Eventually, sooner than later, this era of Laker basketball, the LeBron era, it's over.
He can leave after this year.
That's what I'm saying. And so you need to make the decision. Rob Pelinka needs to make the decision of when do I decide that we're going to go to the next thing? When is the LeBron James chapter over? He's still good enough to keep you in it like you're and I feel the same way you do. I think that in every series, they've got a chance. Is it a good chance? Probably not, but it's a chance, right?
Yep.
How much longer do you kick the can down the road on a chance as opposed to, hey, let's get a new can? Let's figure out what the next version of this looks like. And this season feels like one of those times where you could say, towel, hourglass aside, I'm not going to kick the can down the road one more time. We're just going to let this expire, and then we'll figure it out at the end of the line.
We are going to do 2 o'clock all the day. And we're going to do it at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, next is Wheel of Questions.
Wheel of Questions, and then 1 o'clock we're doing 2 o'clock call of the day.
So the 1 o'clock call of the day.
What, today? It's the 2 o'clock call of the day at 1 o'clock. We're right. Still going to call it the 2 o'clock call.
Okay. Sounds good.
I follow.
You just call it the day. Call the day.
The day. And by the way, you can listen for your cue to call at be caller number 7 when you hear it. And you can get 2 squares on our Islands Super Squares board. I see a couple of names up there now. And you win potential to win Islands gift cards with winning squares. There's a first and third quarter win $100 from Islands. Halftime score, win $150. Get the final score right, you win $200 from Islands. Everybody, are we going to have an office square? Do we get squares on these boards?
No, those are just for listeners. These Islands squares.
We should put one
squares
together for us.
We should do one for us, too.
We can do one.
Simultaneous.
Yeah, absolutely. But these are just for listeners.
Okay, got it. So make sure you listen for your cue to call. You can be on the big board here in the studio. All right, Wheel of Questions next. 2 o'clock call of the day at 1 o'clock. After that, Mason and Combo Plate, me and Trav, 710 ESPN.
Is your vehicle due for service? Is it ready for that general maintenance trip? Is it time to get those wipers replaced? If so, head into your neighborhood Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Because for over 30 years, Valvoline has provided quick and convenient automotive maintenance services for busy people just like you. I know what you're thinking. You got to drag the kids out of the car into that weird waiting room that's kind of dingy and it's got that bad coffee and the TV that won't turn its channel. Not at Valvoline. You stay in your car, nice and relaxed, while the expert technicians make sure that your ride is at its absolute best. It's like a NASCAR pit crew. In, out, 15 minutes, you're down the road. Oil changes, tire rotations, transmission care, and more. Just pull up, drive in, and drive out in about 15 minutes. There are over 80 locations ready to help you get your ride ready for the road in no time. So visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and game-winning coupons off of your next Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
All right, sup, people, it's raining. Deal with it.
It really did put you in a mood, didn't it?
I hate the rain.
I was just telling Brian, like, Mace is just off.
I do not like rain.
Like, you can feel how much you hate the rain and how much you're in a bad mood.
Do you think do I sound like I'm in a bad mood? I'm not in a bad mood.
No, you can just feel
I'm just a little
working
with you
every day.
You can say it if it's me.
It's not Travis.
No, never Travis.
It's not Travis. Hey,
it's okay. I won't take it personally.
Did we give a couple of squares away on the Island Super Squares board?
Yes, we did. Do you have the name?
It is Felix Campos from L.A. Now, are you going to put the name?
Yeah.
Going to put Felix on the board right now? We have an actual board in the studio.
So the names that you see on the board right now, Victor Martinez and Rafi Kazarian, were on our show.
Yes.
And Emily wrote those in very neatly and very legibly.
Birdman.
So let's go.
Neat, legible. Me so too.
My handwriting's no better.
My handwriting sucks.
Emily will judge you. Lower left is pretty empty.
Yeah, lower left is good. Lower left. I like that. Yeah, that feels like a zero. That feels like a three. It feels like a seven.
Those are the ones.
0, 3, 7.
Six isn't bad. Four is not terrible.
You know, I heard you bag on eight, but eight can get you 28.
Yeah, but that's no right, field goals. One. That's no missed PATs.
Okay, there's one. I think upper right. I feel upper right. Upper right.
How about in the actual upper right corner?
Actual upper right corner. Yes, that's where Felix is going to go.
You did a good job, Greg. That's nice and legible.
Yeah, that's very good.
Thank you.
That's very good.
I mean, it's no Emily Hebel, but it's all right.
Congratulations to
I'm not Emily
Felix.
Anyway, she's better than me at everything.
She is really good. Emily, by the way, I've always said, I think, with all due respect to Bergman, I think Emily might be the best producer
she's
on the
great.
Station. She is.
She's I'm
really
very,
good.
Very happy to have her on our
it's
team.
It's a tie between her and Lindsay. I just don't want to hear it from Lindsay.
Oh, it's a tie between everybody that's not
yeah, everybody but him. There's
it, right.
three people, and he mentioned two.
Right, two of them.
That's how this game works. I
two
see
out
how
of three. Yeah. Two out of three. All right, let's spin the wheel of questions. All right. Okay, this is good. This is good. So I just came across this story about a woman who became the world's oldest skydiver.
Ooh.
She is 104 years old.
Okay.
She jumped from a plane in Chicago and was certified as the oldest person ever to jump. She says age is just a number, she told a cheering crowd moments after touching the ground about 85 miles southeast of Chicago. The Guinness Book of World Records currently had been a 103-year-old in Sweden. Now, here's my question. Have you ever, would you ever, and would you do it when you're 104 years old just to make a point?
No, no, yes. Okay,
oh,
here.
Okay, wait, no, no, yes. All right, I'm surprised.
Would I ever? No. Have I ever? No. I don't have a ton of phobias in my life.
Yeah.
Heights is number one by a million miles. I don't like standing next to the windows in this. And we're on the second floor.
Seriously?
Yeah. My first job out of college was downtown here. Well, it used to be, I don't know what it's called now, the First Interstate building.
Oh, remember? Yeah.
The tan one, but the old black and white one.
Right, right.
That one was the tallest building at the time. We were on something like the 60th floor selling copiers and fax machines.
Oh, wow.
Canon Astro.
Yeah.
And they give you this cubicle, right? And mine was second off of the window. I'm like, I don't want that one. I want something in the middle.
Wow.
I cannot do it. I don't want to stare. If I'm on the window on an airplane, we're closing the shade.
So what's the yes for?
104. I've got money in the bank at this point.
Right.
What
104, you do it.
Right. It's like, if it doesn't work out, had a pretty good run.
See, we've talked about this, yes. Bergman.
Have you done it?
I have done it. Bergman, have you done it?
Yes, I have done it. I did it in Hawaii on Father's Day one year in the North Shore. So it was actually skydiving over the North Shore in Hawaii, and it was fantastic.
I'm sure it was great.
Amazing.
Now, at 104, would you do it to make a point?
Absolutely, because like what Travis said, it's who cares? I'm 104 at that point. Like, just
what a
let
way
me
to
do
go.
Whatever I want. Yeah.
What
story.
A way to go. Yeah,
it's in the final story. Whoever's
cool.
left.
People will talk about you for years.
Yeah.
Brian, 104 years old. You jumping out of a plane?
I would, just because what you said. What a way to go.
What
like,
a way
that
to go.
That would be an epic way to end life.
Yeah. I would absolutely do it. And this is, I've got this idea for the spring that I want to try. Bergman, you are also willing to skydive, right?
Again, yeah. I loved it.
Okay.
It was amazing.
So this is my idea. You and me and whoever else, we go and we put GoPro cameras on our head. And then while we're in the air, we unfurl a 710 ESPN logo.
And we each hold it, you hold
and
one
we,
end.
And we each hold one side of it.
I'm down. We have to talk to the instructors about this because they're going to be
I'm sure
us.
They're going to be, yeah.
Don't now, you have to be like strapped to the guy?
You do yes. have to be strapped to the guy. Now, when I did it solo.
Oh, you did?
I did. I did it from 5,000 feet, which is not very high, and it was
how far is the free fall from that? Like
almost nothing because I was on a static court.
Oh, okay.
So you jump out of the plane, and the cord automatically pulls your chute after, I don't know, X amount of time.
Okay.
And then it's just about trying to land where you want to land near the target. It's kind of freaky. I was hanging on the strut of a plane, released, and just trusted that the chute would get pulled, and it did. It was an incredible experience. I was buzzed for a week after that.
The story is creating anxiety for me.
Really? Just the story?
When you put your hands out like I'm hanging on the strut of the plane.
Yes.
I went, what?
Nobody believes that, by the way.
I am out at
That's
that
genuine truth. You've questioned that. That is absolute truth. That is the way I did it.
It's just weird.
Hanging on the strut of a plane.
That's crazy that they allowed you, because I thought you had to, for your first time, had to have somebody strapped to you.
No, everybody did it. That's the way everybody jumped.
Maybe if it's
jumped.
A static cord, you don't have to have somebody to pull the cord? I don't know.
Was it a static, so it just pulled it on its own?
Right. You jump, and there was a long static cord, and at some point the cord would run out. It pulled your chute.
Okay, see, that makes more sense then.
Because I would not have had the presence of mind to even think, where is the thing that I pull? I don't even know.
Which is why you have to have somebody strapped to you normally.
Correct,
so you normally. Don't die.
And when you have somebody strapped to you,
important detail,
you can do a big long free fall.
Yeah, because that's what I did. It was a long free fall. We actually went through a cloud, so you can actually feel like water.
Is there any? So
the
when
face,
you're in one
awesome.
Of those where it's a tandem jump, right?
Yeah, tandem.
Do you do anything other than just piggyback ride this guy down?
So sometimes they'll let you pull the cord. He pulled the cord for me, but then he just does everything. You have to like lift your knees at the bottom so that he can land, and then you can put your feet down. Yeah, it was. You didn't really do much.
Nope.
It's fun.
It's so fun. Exhilarating is the word.
Where's your spirit, Travis Rogers?
Look, I'm not proud of it.
What about zip lining? Did you ever do zip lining?
I've done zip lining.
Okay, well,
I've done zip lining.
That's good. What about bungee?
Never done bungee. Zip lining I did in the dark, so I didn't realize how far I could fall, so it wasn't nearly as scary.
Right.
We did it in Hawaii, kind of over the jungle.
Yes.
But it was pitch black at night. You couldn't see anything. Yeah. So it wasn't that scary, and it just made the noise as you go sliding along. Kind of overrated, quite frankly.
You thought so.
There's nothing to see. There was nothing to see. It's just in the dark.
Bergman's been to the same place in Costa Rica that I went to, and
amazing.
You know where woo comes from is the zipline guys, when they release you and push you across the ravine, they all yell woo woo.
So they know somebody's coming.
No, just to whoop you into some excitement, like woo. That's where woo 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 comes.
That's, from. That's why Mace always does that before Super Bowl.
Have you bungeed?
I have.
More or less scary than skydiving.
Less, I would say. Have you bungeed?
I've not bungeed. It seems terrifying.
Yeah,
that's one of the things that I'm like worried
about
difference?
Doing.
I would do it. You jump off the side.
No, I know
of like,
what it is, but like, what's the difference between what's scarier than that? Skydiving,
because
bungee. It's the
skydiving.
Same.
No. You don't
both,
have. Something
you're both going to hit the ground if something goes wrong.
No. The bungee goes down and you shoot up in the air and then you go down again.
Right.
You shoot up in the air, so you're kind of going up and down.
Okay.
And that's. I mean, and you're by yourself. There's no tandem. It's just completely by yourself, but just bouncing around. And
when I did that, I felt like I was going to throw up. That was less fun than skydiving. So anyways,
I don't believe her when she says age is just a number. Do you feel now like you felt when you were 25?
Yes.
I don't.
No, you
Me
don't.
Me either.
That I've always said, oh, it's just a number. No, it's
age
not.
Age is just a number is a lie.
It's a complete lie.
Yeah.
See, I'm 40. I was talking to Parker Bell this morning about some things.
But he's like 19 or something.
Yeah, he's like 25. And I was like, he was like, oh, yeah, this is the way I do something. He goes to sleep late. I'm like, yeah, I was 25 once also.
Yeah.
25 is basically the same as 30 is how you feel.
Yeah.
35, kind of close. 40 is like, yeah, it's a lot. And then 50, forget it.
Just.
That's it. Everything's. Your knees crack when you stand up out of the chair.
Yeah.
All that stuff. It's over.
Yeah.
How
maybe
old are you, Brian?
Maybe I will, Scott.
29.
Now. 29, yeah.
You're still 29. Good. You're still in the sweet spot.
Yeah, that's fun times.
It's better than this.
I wouldn't go back.
No.
I'm happy with the way it turned out.
Yeah.
But if you could still be, we'd still end up here.
If I could have my same life, I would definitely trade for a younger age.
You don't want to like Freaky Friday it, like go into your old brain into a young body.
No, I don't want to Tom Hanks it from Big. Yeah, I don't want to necessarily do that. But no, I would trade a couple of years younger.
Yes.
It does get, although I am.
It does get what, Mace?
Gets a little harder day to day, doesn't it? Gets a little harder day to day. All right, let's do the 2 o'clock call of the day at 1 o'clock. 877-710-ESPN. So, by the way, you're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, a Good Karma brand station. So, there is a lot going on. First of all, we got the big game coming up on Sunday. Are we allowed to say Super Bowl?
Well, you just did, but no is the answer.
Even when we talk about the Super Bowl, we're not allowed to say Super Bowl?
You are, again.
Coming up Sunday is the Super Bowl. Here's who I think is going to win. Are you really not allowed to say Super Bowl?
I think you can say, you just can't use it in to your advantage to sell a thing. Right.
Okay, got it.
Right.
Yep. But I'm allowed to say Super Bowl.
To say the Super Bowl is Sunday, you are legally in the clear.
Excellent.
Correct. So, but you can't sing Happy Birthday.
And by the way, I dispute that also.
That's public domain.
Is it? It's not public domain,
it's not.
Weirdly.
It's owned.
No, it is
somebody
owned.
Somebody owns Happy Birthday?
Somebody owns Happy Birthday.
Yep.
That's why you hear a lot of the Stevie Wonder, Happy Birthday to you.
That's why when you go to Chili's and they don't sing you Happy Birthday.
Happy,
they
happy, 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 happy. Yeah, they make up some stupid song. So, and of course, the Lakers this weekend. They rise up and surprise the New York Knicks. On Saturday, they were one of the hot teams in the league, and LeBron came out big. Team played with intensity from
AD
beginning to end. I suggested that maybe this is turning a corner.
Yeah, you're not
Everybody
selling me on that.
Rolls their
you're
eyes on that, on but that. I think that may be true. Maybe you agree with that, maybe you don't. And then LeBron wraps himself up in a Knicks towel afterwards. We know he was sending a message.
He walks back in. He's done. He's on the plane or wherever. They're going to the next side. Does he watch these people? Is he doing that? Watch everybody freak out that I had a Knicks towel on, knowing exactly what he's doing, knowing exactly that we're all going to react to it the way that we are. Does he just do it just to amuse himself, or is he actually doing it to try to tweak Rob Pelinka?
I think he is tweaking Rob Pelinka.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I do. But you may disagree. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. We'll do the big 2 o'clock call of the day coming up at 1:10. I blew through the clock there.
It's all right.
Yeah, Bergman says...
I've been told the clock doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, I've heard exactly the same thing. The clock is meaningless.
It's not meaningless, but you can keep... It's 104. You can break now.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
We'll take
a
break.
We did the ID. We're good.
Yeah, we did the ID. So we'll get a call in here next. Mason in Ireland is not on today because we got a combo plate. Me and Trav, we're walking you up to Lakers versus Charlotte at 4:30 this afternoon with the pre-early game, with it being wait a minute. 2:30 is the pre,
2:30
right?
is the pre. We're here until 2:30.
Game time is 4 o'clock. There you go. Combo plate, 710 ESPN.